The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Duval. Thanks for tuning in here on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Sue-wee. That's right. We got a new quarterback in this town. So just giving my little salute out there for Minshew. We're excited to have him in. I saw him Sneakers with everybody else.
Mm-hmm. Is Bortles officially gone now? Is he no longer with the team, or is
We could tell that
Bortles is gone. That's for sure.
Yeah. Bortles has been gone.
No, but I mean, is he off the team, or is he?
Yeah, Bortles. Oh, yeah. He's out in the West Coast.
Yep. But, he's somewhere.
Our West. New quarterback, Foles. He's recovering from his injury.
Yeah, and we wish him well. But meanwhile, we're having a good time with our second string, who's. Killing it right now, and we hope it continues. I'm excited. Hope it continues. But thank you for tuning in to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. It's pretty simple. You can always find me on Facebook as well. And the same with David Youngblood. I have him here, my co-host, David Youngblood from Realty Executive.
Youngblood.
Yes, he likes to whisper.
Yes, it's...
Yes.
Anybody can yell, but...
We gave some giveaways last week, which was kind of fun.
They were fun.
People that just donate, different lending companies will give us a cup, and we throw some goodies in it.
There was some pretty nice swag in that thing. There was a couple of gift cards.
Yeah. It was nice swag.
I was thinking of pilfering those Starbucks gift cards, but I couldn't get, I could not get close enough to
Marianne got those. Marianne got those, and I'm excited for Marianne, because she was totally excited about... calling in and winning that, and they're going to receive them today. So whenever they get home from work, they'll have their swag out at their front door. So.
I kept asking you to let me hold the swag, and you intuitively said no.
That's correct.
Somehow you knew.
Yes.
Yeah, we found out a lot last week. We found out that Anita calls everybody dude.
I do. I do. Everybody's dude. Yes. When you're from SoCal, it's, hey, dude, what's up? I mean, that's the way it goes.
Well, does that start at Venice Beach or what?
Probably.
It probably did.
Probably, but that's the way we, how each area kind of has their own lingo. Well, that's SoCal. Yeah, everything is dude.
Here it's y'all.
It's dude or dudette.
Yep. Y'all all day.
Here it's y'all.
Y'all. We have in the studio today CMG Financial, and I'm very excited about it.
CMG.
Yes, CMG is a wonderful company here. Jason Egden.
You're right there. Jason Egden. Yep. Thanks so much.
I'm doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela Pariso.
Very good. Perfect.
There you go. Yeah, I'm catching on.
Good Irish name. No, it sounds Italian.
If you're Italian.
Italian. It probably is. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
But welcome to the show. We've had you guys on before, and you guys are great financial advisors and know a lot about what's going on in the market today. And you work for wonderful companies, so we're definitely going to get into money issues today. One of the things I want to talk about right now is the fact that the Florida housing market, median prices and pending inventory, is up in August. This is from the Florida Realtors Association, and this was just out September 19th of 2019. This is statewide for Florida, and so August statewide single family homes median prices are up 4.2% to $265,000, and sales are up 3.2% year to date. Condos are up 2.7% to $190,000. But sales are down for condos 2.9%. So that's kind of an interesting thing, which kind of surprises me because I am selling them left and right. And of course, everybody knows my favorite complex is Wolf Creek there at Beach and Hodges. It's centrally located and they take care of the grounds there. It's a gated community.
It's very nice.
Lots of square footage.
Yeah.
I lived there for 5 years and I absolutely loved living there. The people are awesome. And I have one impending right now. I think we're supposed to close on Friday. So
you can't go wrong. They're just great big places. They're not little small.
No, they're not.
Holes in the ground.
Yeah, I think mine was over 1,600 square feet in there. Yeah,
that's a lot of space for a condo.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. And
bigger than my house.
And now that I have a house, my house is much smaller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've got to go outside to think, but that's okay. I need to think more often, I suppose. But nationally, we've got some numbers. Single-family homes are up to 284,000. Now that is this is from NAR, the National Association of Realtors. So that's a good price overall. Of course, I'm sure that excludes California. They're on a planet of their own and very pricey out there. Probably a medium home out there for a basic 1,000 or so square footage is probably in the mid 500s.
I think it's $700,000.
Yeah. So
yeah, for sure. The crappy one.
Yeah,
our average.
The home
I
lived in was almost 800,000, and it was, I don't even remember the square footage. It was small. It was small.
A lot of people crammed in there.
Yeah, I think it might have been 1,600, maybe, but I don't think so.
Well, the good part of what you're showing this is that obviously the market itself and what we typically like to see is appreciation in our real estate
value
is going up. Significant, yes. Small, but incremental. I call them baby steps, which is great. I don't want to see large jumps in it. That tells me there's a lot of speculative investment in the market. I don't want that
sure.
to happen. I want steady, small growth so that we as homeowners and we as real estate agents and brokers have a better chance of selling these homes to people at a more fair and marketable price.
And I'll tell you what's interesting about the condominium is the prices at Wolf Creek are, I mean, they've already, I think, are about the price they were when those people bought them. Because, you know, the condominium market really took a hit.
It did.
When foreclosures and short sales came into place, which you know that, Jason, it was a major hit for them. And they've recovered. And I'll tell you, if people aren't looking in there, they're crazy. Because right now you can still get a decent deal in there. And you're definitely going to, some are going to increase. And their HOAs are only $250 a month, which compared to other places, that is low.
That's a good bargain. And yeah. And there are more condos, if not, you see them up and down I-95, whether they're apartment complexes, which they're a good sequence to see in the market, but it tells me there are other condo units that could be coming on that are like that we can find excellent deals if that's in fact what you're looking for are condominiums.
Right. It's a good deal. So we have a great show for you today, and we want you, of course, to call in and ask questions. We do have our financial people right here, and of course, we have David Youngblood to answer all your real estate questions. And so our number here is 904-831-0600. That is 831-0600. And I'm excited that they got their swag bags today. And we're going to give more out next week. So we need you to, keep listening in, because next week we're going to have a few more swag bags to give away.
Just make sure, let me hold them.
Start out October that way.
Yeah.
We're going to start off at the first giving out some swag bags. And so I'm excited about that.
Yeah, let me make sure and hold them for you.
And we've got some news too. I got some updated news about what's happening downtown with JWB, because their deal got approved by the city unanimously.
Wow.
And so I'm excited about that, and I'll tell you guys a little bit more about that when we come back.
Awesome.
And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and David Youngblood. That's right, and we're easy to find right here on WBOB. So stay tuned. 904-831-0600.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate, back with Anita and her guests, all right here all afternoon long until 6 o'clock on WBOB.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back, Duval, to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please give us a call at 904-831-0600. And I've got some great news, at least I think it's great news for downtown. JWB, which we've had on this show, got their approval from the city, unanimous approval for their shipping container apartments. So it's going to be new. It's very innovative. It's going to look awesome. They are recycling 18 shipping containers into multifamily housing units to rent. And rent will start at a mere $550 a month. So it's going to be, you can go online and take a look at this. It is in the Jacksonville Daily Record.
Yeah, the Daily Financial Record there.
Yeah.
Yes.
What I like about that is if you don't like where you're living, you put it on a ship and you can go anywhere in the world you want to. It's portable living.
And I understand now if you get a chance to buy one, they'll float you alone.
They'll float you alone.
Yeah, it's a shipping container, right. But you know, yep, I don't like it here. I want to go to Panama, stick it on the ship, you're there.
There you go. I like that. Wouldn't that be cool, though?
That'd be awesome.
Yes, and another good news is in Neptune Beach, the old Kmart site, saltwater row planned for old Kmart site. You need to look that up, too, on Jack's Daily record.com. It looks like it's going to be pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be retail, entertainment, and hotel development called Saltwater Row.
So it's going to be kind of mixed usage?
It is.
Yeah. And I know the neighborhood has been kind of a little sensitive about what was going to be put there.
I know.
But that's part of the beach's culture.
It is. It is. And I think this will bring some money into the town there and a few more restaurants. And
Has there been a decision on the Jacksonville Landing, what it's going to become of that? Has anything come? Are they just taking the building down?
I heard it's going to be a park.
Yeah, they're going to put some grass there.
Grass will be nice.
It's kind of sad, really, because the landing still had a lot of legs, I think. But
I'm not in the
city hall, so
yeah, me neither.
Yeah, so but again, there's of course the
lots
expansion.
Lots of controversy about
right along the river. Has anything been decided with that, or is that coming up on any of the? I haven't seen it in the Jack's Business Journals. I haven't seen it in the real estate publications of anything. Any decisions that have been made with along that entire stretch? I know that the owner of our football team was interested or doing something.
Yeah, and I guess that's part of the reason that the landing went away is that they're making room because they have to do a switcheroni to be able to use what was the Metropolitan Park there. Metropolitan Park was granted, and it has to stay unless they have another place to have a park. And see, there's a little sleight of hand there.
Yeah, there's a lot involved in that. And so I do feel that that's all going to happen over there. It's just a matter of when.
I like the fact that AJ got to use the word switcheroony in a sentence.
Did I say switcheroony?
That was pretty awesome. That's like a triple word score. Yeah, in Scrabble. That was fantastic.
I love it.
Let's talk about real estate.
Let's talk about money and lending.
Money.
And
one of my favorite subjects.
I know.
Ours too.
But we've got some information about the condos. I mean, we were just talking about condominiums. And after they took the hit, it was up to recently, it was so hard to get some FHA financing through them. We usually had to do conventional. You had to have money down. So a lot of people didn't quite qualify to get back into the condo world. But now we've made it a little bit easier.
Absolutely. So starting October 15th, FHA may now insure single-unit condos in projects that were not currently approved. So there's only about 7 or 8 condos right now that are approved in Jacksonville, but this is going to allow us to go on a case-by-case basis, basically, to see if we can get you approved for that condo, which is going to really open the door for a lot of people to just be putting 3.5% down.
Yep. That's going to be kind of sweet.
Mm-hmm. So they're kind of following the conventional thought process, there, mm-hmm. which that's how we got conventional loans approved, is you would get them, they're called spot approvals. So they follow along those same lines, which is, again, going to open that up because it's really been difficult on the condo piece because usually that caters to a lot of times your move or your first-time buyers or maybe your downsizing buyers, which are ones that are probably not going to want to put a lot of money down, especially your first-time buyers. But it made it so much harder because FHA was really good for first-time home buyers from their loan type of perspective.
Absolutely.
But it didn't work very well with the condos.
So when
this came up, there was a lot of buzz around, you know, our offices for that matter. And so we're really excited about being able to do that.
And I know, David, you lost a deal fact that at the time, this was not available. And so
I learned the hard way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did.
When I found out there's only 7 communities in the Jacksonville area that were approved by FHA, and it was a eye-opening experience working with condos. And we were looking at doing a spot approval, and I was told that they are very few and far between in the time process.
Yeah, everybody's going, good luck.
Yeah, they were nodding and smiling, going, good luck with that. But I'm very excited that now we have an opportunity to do spot approvals. I hope that those approvals will happen quick because in our particular game as real estate agents and brokers, we have to move fast. We got to get them done usually within a 45-day window, or otherwise things start to fall apart. So if
30-day window for me, 45 for David.
I prefer cash and just get it done within 3 days. However, with FHA spot approvals, that'd be fantastic. I think that's going to open a lot of doors for first-time home buyers.
Yes.
New parents, new families. That's the best place to get started. Get a condo. Get something that you own under your belt and it's yours. And as you grow and succeed, and you can buy bigger and better things. And at least it's a great way to get started in home ownership.
Yeah, it is. Because there were so many people that we turned away from purchasing and going into a single family home, especially the young people. A lot of them, you know, today they're hustle and bustle, you know. These young kids are, they're working and they're out there sometimes doing multiple jobs. They don't have time to come home and take care of that new home that even I find it a little bit difficult now that I'm back into being a homeowner. It's like, oh my God, I need to, you know, get the grass mowed, because trust me, I'm not doing it. But I should, but yeah, there's a whole lot involved in purchasing a home that sometimes even I tell people every day what's all involved in it. And I go and buy one from living in a condo for 5 years. And it's like, oh, that's right. Nobody's mowing the lawn today. It's like it needs to get done, you know, and you forget about. And the young kids today just don't have time. You know, they want to live in the condominium. They want to come and go, not worry about the exterior and stuff. And to us older folks, you know, the same.
It's low maintenance.
It really is.
What I'm excited about, what I want to hear, we were chatting before off air, was that your particular company is unlike a traditional mortgage company in that you carry a plethora of products for people that be credit challenged, income challenged, people that are self-employed, W-2s, 1099s, all kinds of ways that people have different products that are out there that you offer for people looking to buy a home. Can you talk a little bit about those particular products?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks so much. You know, it's funny. I was on the phone with an agent just earlier today, and she said, you know, so how do you guys deal with people who are more credit challenged or maybe want to buy, but they're not quite ready to buy yet? She said, I talked to a couple of different lenders and they told me just good luck. And I said, man, I have no idea. I said, well,
good talking to you.
Yeah, exactly. And I said, well, they definitely don't work with us at CMG. I can tell you that. And,
right.
Because we figure out a way to put together a strategy. And that's really the way we look at this business is we're not just a vendor begging for business, but we architect strategies to help people get to their dreams, which then in turn creates a phenomenal partnership with those real estate agents. And then we keep in touch with the clients over and over again, continually asking for referrals and then referring those referrals back to the agents, you know, that we work with. So it's that true partnership program. Well, so we have those types of credit repair type programs. We've got programs for people one day out of bankruptcy. We have programs for people like a lot of real estate agents who make good quality money, but they don't spend a lot on the tax side, you know, because of the uniqueness of the way they're paid. And so we've got programs like that. But we actually have two programs, and Anita, we touched on this a little bit when I was here before, but David wasn't here with us yet. So we have the world's first and only crowdfunding mechanism to help people save for a down payment. So we talk about these young people.
I love this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We talk about these young people who are hustling and bustling.
So everybody out there needs to listen up, because this is outstanding. Go ahead, Jason.
Thanks so much, Anita. So we took that thought process of the group of people coming together to help another individual create the dream of home ownership. Because we know that the hardest part that people have to the home buying process is coming up with that down payment. So you've got these young people, they're hustling and bustling, but they're in more debt than ever before. So while they can make their rent payment, no problem, it's hard to save for that down payment. So we created a GoFundMe type platform called HomeFundIt, where when I say anyone, I mean literally anyone with a U.S. bank account can contribute to the dream of home ownership of an individual or family or whoever, and literally anyone, and they don't have to source where that money comes from, where most of the time gifts have to come from a close family member or things along those lines. This removes all of that. And on top of it, we are so committed and so serious about home ownership that I will match $2 for every dollar that they raise, up to $1,500, and I will start their account with $100 when they say they want it. So that if they can crowdfund $700,
I'll add
$1,500 on top of it.
What's great about this, and so we want people to stay tuned, is if you have a birthday coming up, if you have a wedding that you're preparing for, or some event, or you just want to buy a house, this is a great way for people to contribute to your dream. And, you know, we have family, friends that will do it. So you need to stay tuned, because we're going to give you a little bit more info when we come back.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. A White House account of a phone call this summer shows President Donald Trump asking the new president of Ukraine to investigate Democratic foe Joe Biden and his son. Hunter Biden was on the board of a Ukrainian gas company at the time his father was vice president. Mr. Trump says he offered Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky nothing as incentive. Iran's president has warned world leaders that security in the energy-rich locusts of the Persian Gulf can quickly collapse with a single blunder. In a speech to the UN General Assembly, President Hassan Rouhani accused the U.S. of merciless economic terrorism against his country. He said Iran would not negotiate on the issue of its nuclear program as long as U.S. sanctions remain in place. On Wall Street, the Dow by 163 points, the NASDAQ rose 84, the S&P advanced 18. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerry Lederman. Murder charges against a man from Jacksonville after a shooting last July that left one man dead and another wounded. 20-year-old Jaquan Shingles is accused of killing Tyrone Nelson during a front porch argument at a house on Dignan Street and Shear Avenue on July 26th. The other victim was hit by a stray bullet. He survived. Detectives say Shingles took off after the gunfire, but he's been captured, and he's being held on murder and other felony charges. And from Jacksonville, feeling pretty lucky today. The Florida Lottery says he's won the top prize in the lottery's $2,500 a week for life scratch-off game. The man will take his lifetime supply of cash in a lump sum, though, just over $2 million before taxes. He bought that lucky ticket at the Grand Central Convenience Store on Merrill Road. That's Jacksonville.radionews.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect delays because of an accident on Atlantic Boulevard westbound at Hodges Boulevard blocking the right lane. Also, there's a multi-vehicle accident on Butler Boulevard westbound beyond Gate Parkway and another accident on I-10 eastbound before the State Road 23 First Coast Expressway. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 71. Thursday, sunny. High 93.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
Hi, I'm Kim, and my drinking problem started when I was 13 years old. I started drinking to escape the sexual abuse I had experienced. I don't feel like I had anyone there for me. I spent some 30-odd years struggling with alcoholism before coming to City Rescue Mission. For the first time, I feel like I have people who truly care about me, truly listen to the heartaches, and love you back to help. I grew in my faith. God is teaching me how to feel and how to love. To anyone out there struggling, it's never too late to get help.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. The summer months here in Jacksonville are especially brutal for our homeless neighbors and friends struggling on the streets. Would you consider helping us transform lives? Visit us at crmjax.org to learn more or make a donation to help others who are hungry, homeless, and addicted.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I want to give a shout out because one of our great listeners, I am closing a deal with him this Friday. And so thank you, Mr. Arnold, for trusting me.
We will Mr. get your, Arnold. He's got to get the whisper shout.
We will get the deal closed this Friday. And also, I have a new one, Bill. Bill, thank you for being a loyal listener to Rapid Fire Real Estate, and it was a pleasure talking with you on the phone, and I am looking forward to helping your parents relocate to Jacksonville, Florida.
All right. Another round of applause.
Right. Yes. So if you would like me to assist you, You can call me directly at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I would love to be of service to you and your family.
That'd be something great we can do in the future, is that as much as we help people find who they are, let's acknowledge who they are, that we've helped these people. Let's give a shout out to them, to Absolutely. Your clients, and make you recognize that, hey, they chose to do business with us because they believed in what we do and trusted us to take care of that for them.
Exactly. So I appreciate you guys. And again, if you have questions, I'll tell you, this deal that CMG has is crazy. It is so crazy. It's like a GoFundMe, if you will. Mm-hmm. And so if you're thinking, okay, next year I want to buy a house, how can I do it? I'll tell you, this is a great way to do it, because if you have planning on next year, you've got different events coming up, like your birthday or Christmas. Instead of getting gifts, tell people, hey, throw me a couple bucks to my in my home buying and buy a home next year.
Yeah, we're seeing that all over the place, not just, you know, with things like birthdays and things, but we're seeing that with wedding registries. You know, so many people are staying in renting longer, and people are living together more now before they get married than ever before. So they don't need another panini maker. They don't need another blender. You know, they don't need that. They don't need china that they're never going
to
use.
Wait, a blender? No, you can never have it.
Okay, all right. So maybe we get them a blender.
A blender.
How about this? How about those, this? They close alone. I'll make sure they have a blender.
Those are mandatory. Right. Let's not be discriminatory against blenders.
That's right.
But, you know, what it does is it really creates an opportunity for them to be able to start their new found married life the right way by investing their money in something that their 60 and 70 year old self is going to thank them for.
That is such a great idea.
I think it's
my head spinning right now, because I'm thinking, if I don't have to provide a letter of where my money comes from, it just comes from crowdsource funding. Oh my gosh, then I have opened up to the entire world, or whatever I need to do to be able to generate enough for a down payment. If people believe in me or they want to contribute, and I don't have to spend 6 years trying to get letters of recommendation or anything else. What a great idea.
Or you can go on national TV and just hold up a sign for that you need a beer.
Oh, yeah. And then that guy just got hammered because of something he wrote 20 years ago or something. And
God.
It was terrible.
Who cares?
Yes,
he donated. It went to a great cause. I thought it was a
great
story.
It was fantastic. What a great idea. But again, another example. And I'm sure there are other great programs that CMG will have that are just like that. Again, I'm anxious to hear, even once we get done with the show today, hear what you guys have and what you can provide out. And no one else, I can promise you, no one else in the traditional mortgage lending business is providing these types of programs.
No, this is exclusive for your company. Yes.
That's correct. Yep. Yeah, this is not something that you can get somewhere else. We have a special, we call it a variance with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. So this is not a, you know, non-traditional type mortgage or anything. It's a regular old 30-year fixed. It qualifies just like a normal 30-year fixed. The only difference is that you don't have to source where the funds come from for the down payment. And then I'll chip in up to $1,500 towards your closing costs on top of that. So most people, what we're finding on average is they crowdfund a little over $5,300. That's what we're seeing as the average since we launched this about a year and a half ago.
I'm in.
So, yep. So you do that, plus you get my $1,500 on top of it. Now, all of a sudden, man, you're talking about $7,000, $8,000 just like that. I mean, that's a big deal when you're talking about buying a $250,000, $300,000 house that people are starting with. You know, like we're talking about in Wolf Creek, you can get one of those for what you said, $250, right? So you start thinking about that dollar amount with it's $7,000, $8,000. I mean, you're in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we added another piece to it, which we were just talking about on the break, where if you are shopping at a zillion different online retailers, we have created something called Up It to help people raise funds faster. So let's say your family and friends want to buy new Oakleys. We've got them signed up. If you send them your home funded link and they go to the Oakley website, buy some new sunglasses, right from that website, Oakley will actually pay towards your home funded account based off the certain percentage of that purchase price.
My God, Amazon does that for nonprofits.
Yep, exactly. It is that exact same thought process. You know, the Amazon Smile. Same exact thing. As long as they go through our portal, which is just their home funded link, and you share that on social media or in your family and friends, they go through it there, then they contribute. So you could get funds towards a down payment without changing your spending habits at all. All you got to do is just go through that link instead of Google it.
Is Chewy.com one of those?
I'll have to look.
Spent a lot on dog stuff.
A lot of dog stuff, right.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me too, for that matter. But it's, I mean, it's, you know, you think about anything that you want, I'm sure it's on there. Last I looked, it was like 380 online retailers were part of our Up It program.
Nobody else has. I've never heard of programs like this. And I was in the mortgage
business. Isn't it a great idea?
Yeah, it's awesome. And I was in the mortgage business for quite a long time. And it was traditional, either vanilla ice cream or have a nice day.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty much. And well, and if we had this conversation 2 years ago, it didn't exist. You know, and it really, you know, for us, it just is really an example of why CMG and the people that we have are truly different. Because it was our brainchild. The president of CMG pitched it to Fannie and Freddie, got them to sign off on it and give it to us exclusively. So we just take real world problems and create solutions for them and apply it to our business, because we truly believe we are that architect who helps people go from their current situation to their ideal situation.
AJ, why isn't that cash register sound effect being just clinging all over the place right now? My gosh.
It should be. Oh, wait a minute. We just had our engineer work on it.
Yeah.
There we go.
I mean, my goodness, you should be hitting like full time now.
There you go. Yeah.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yep. Yeah.
Thank God. When I got married, I wish I had. I would have rather had people contribute towards that than a gift.
Oh, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, it's so
sure.
funny that you say that. Just this past Saturday, my wife pulled out a box of sterling silver candle holders. Who needs that?
Yeah.
Right? I mean, like,
it was nice that they gave it to you, but
an inch of dust on it, I'm sure. I didn't even know they existed. She said, "Do we really need to keep these anymore?" I said, "Well, considering I didn't know they existed," she goes, "Well, they were given to us for our weddings." Really? Yeah, let's get rid of that. I mean, I would have loved to have been able to buy a house with that money. I don't need sterling silver candle holders. That's ridiculous.
Right.
The gold ones will do just fine.
Right, right. Of course. Only
kept
plate.
The gold ones, right. Yes.
Yeah, that solid gold.
Right.
Yes. Are so much better.
All you people out there driving around and listening, this is a great idea. And you don't need a special event. You can just start this.
Totally.
And again, there's over 300 places that if people regularly shop at it, if you give them their link and they go through that link, a portion of that is going to go back to you in your in your house fund.
How do our listeners find you?
Yeah, so I'm here with Angela Pariso, who is one of our phenomenal loan officers, and you can find us here locally.
Pariso.
Pariso. I like that. Yeah, so yeah, we went through the Italian.
It's called a whisper
Italian
shout.
Italian pronunciation.
It's a whisper shout.
Right. But we are here locally. We are actually right there across the street from IKEA, right at the corner of 295 and Gay Parkway. So we're about as easy to get to as it's possible to be. And you can find us at cmgfi.com. And you can search Angela right there. And again, that's cmgfi.com.
And what is your exact email, Angela?
It's APARISO@CMGFI.com.
And Angela's cell phone number is 904-955-8502. That's 955-8502. You don't want to, I'll have this on my Facebook page at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles tomorrow. I will post her business card on there. You do not want to miss out on this opportunity. If you're thinking about buying a house a year from now, a year and a half from now, you want to speak to them, because this is a fantastic idea to help contribute towards your closing costs and prepaids. I mean, if you don't have to have that come out of your own pocket, and then you can help it towards a down payment. I mean, oh my God.
I love free money.
Totally.
I can't help it. It's a weakness, but I love free money.
I think that's
money.
All of our weaknesses.
Exactly. Well, and think about it from the real estate agent's perspective as well. I mean, think about the people that you know who want to buy a house now, but they just don't have the down payment to come up with.
Right.
We could put together a strategy for them, which not only helps them get to where they want to go, but also helps you guys create more business and do the right thing by these people, because we believe in home ownership. I mean, at our core, we believe in it. And if we can help more people get there, then we've done our job.
I've never sold a house to someone who didn't have the money to pay for it.
Yeah, either did I. Either have I.
Yeah.
Yeah. If they did,
that
they'd be
deal
paying,
never works.
Paying cash. That is such a true statement. Well, give us a call at 904-831-0600. And I'm so glad I have you guys in the house, CMG Financial. So stay tuned on WBOB with Anita Hiles.
All right. That's right, it's Rapid Fire Real Estate. If you have some questions, we have one more segment left this afternoon. Give us a call, 904-831-0600. If you have some questions, love to hear from you.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I encourage you to go to my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and like it and follow it. And usually what I have is local information and also national information and some funny stuff on there as well. And whoever my guests were, all their information will be on the page. So you'll have Angela's information if you're interested in getting a home loan. She's awesome. And so is Jason. And who runs the company? He's the big kahuna. And so I'm still stunned at this it's program you guys have.
Very innovative.
Yeah,
it is. Very innovative.
It's thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And people might think, oh God, I don't want to ask people for money. Let me tell you, people will give. It's just amazing. You know, your friends, your family and stuff. And, you know, like I said, if you have different events coming up, if you're, you know, don't want to really put yourself out there, you know, instead of gifts, I mean, especially at a certain age, what else can you give me?
I love the indomitable human spirit, even the American spirit of we're going to help our countrymen. We're helping what we need. I can imagine someone going into a church and saying, I'm looking to buy my first home. I would like my church family to help support me. You'll send me on a mission. Help me find my mission here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep. And oh my gosh,
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Right. And get your people to help them do that. And all you're doing is just building a stronger community for the people that you know and who want to help support you. And then in the same term, you when you're there, hey, let me see, you want to buy a house? You bet your bottom dollar I'm giving to you.
Let me refer you to these people because they gave me such a great deal.
Yeah.
And so on and so forth. So it will be paid forward. That is for sure.
Well, and that's really the way we look at it. And that's really been our view is that we believe that in some instances, the home buying process is a community event. You know, you think about that, you know, you're leaving your parents' home and moving into your own home. A lot of times that's a family event. Well, it can be a community event. And it's not like, you know, a down payment assistance program where the rates are higher and you got to pay the $7,500 back. It's, you know, it's your money that's there. And there are no fees, which I did not mention before. We cover all the fees to set up that home funded account. So if somebody contributes a dollar, that dollar goes right to you. If you get 20% back from Barnes & Noble or Oakley, like we were talking about before, that's your money. Where, you know, a normal GoFundMe account, I think they take like 7%. We don't take a dime of it. It's their money. Plus they get our contribution when they fundraise as well. So when we talk about it being a community event, it's truly a community event.
This is the guy at Starbucks, Hedy, that pays for your coffee, except you don't get a coffee, you get a house.
Right.
I love that. The guy went through the line ahead of me. He got you. I get a house.
We've also had...
Take that $5 and put it into the house instead, right?
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It is pretty amazing. Tell us a little more about your company.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciate that. And again, Anita, I really thank you for having us. We've been around since 1993. I've had CMG in Jacksonville since 2012. And so we've continued to grow like anything else, little by little, organically. But to me, what I would tell anybody is if you want to trust somebody to handle your mortgage, you want to trust somebody who has had the experience. We were here before 2008. We've been here afterwards when we only got smarter. We only got stronger after that. When so many companies with so much more capital went south, we didn't. We learned, we grew, and we've continued to grow with that right people and that right thought process. And so, you know, for us, it's the right place. And when I came here, I really felt like I came home.
That's great. That's great. Well, I really appreciate you guys. And it's a good company, CMG Financial. They're right here across from IKEA. Everybody knows where IKEA
is. Everybody knows where IKEA is. Yeah. As soon as I say that, I know where
you should name your loan products after IKEA names. The Fulgian.
Yes. We over and get some Swedish meatballs with me. We're right across the street.
Oh, yeah. Those are great.
And
those
if we can find our way back out of IKEA, then we can go back to work.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I love it. But if you want to contact Angela, I'm going to have her information on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Her cell phone is 904-955-8502. I will have all her information as well as Jason's information on my Facebook page with, of course, a great photo of all of us.
Wouldn't have it any other way. Yes. I'll make sure to stand in the back.
Absolutely. David, what's going on in your neck of the woods with, I know you've got, you had a couple closings and you're working on getting the other listings sold?
I am. I've got two listings that they're hot properties. One is over off of Greenland Road. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath. It's at $299.9. It's perfectly priced. Matter of fact, the roof is going on today. Brand new roof.
What house is this?
Phenomenal.
London Lake.
Oh, okay.
Brand new roof is going on. Just didn't want to take a chance on it. So brand new roof. We just spent all the money to paint the interior. We had new carpet installed. This house is ready to go. There's no reason it shouldn't sell immediately. The other one, if you want to live in Riverside at 3879 Boone Park Avenue, what a great place. It's right off of Herschel Drive. It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath. It's got those dark 3-inch pine hardwood floors. It's got a fireplace in it, all new appliances. That means refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, washer and dryer, water heater. They're all new, never been used. We just put them in brand new. So all that's been updated. You get to live in Riverside.
Yeah, you've got some really nice listings.
They should go very well and very quickly. Again, that's... otherwise, if not, I'll see you at the beach. I'll go live down there. But there's great properties all over. Like you said, the medium price market, the medium price is going up. I think there's some more inventory hitting the market. You've got a new listing that I found out today is going to be coming up pretty soon.
I'm very excited about three more coming up.
Yeah. So we know that our business is growing. There's more inventory coming on the market. That's what we do. That's what Anita and I are the best at.
All right. Good stuff, David. And you have some hot properties as well.
Hi. I do.
I think so.
Hot, hot, hot. We've got some hot, steaming hot properties. And I'll tell you what, at 3145 Brett Unger Drive in Tamaya, I'm still trying to sell this. So guess what?
Between the city and the sea.
Between the city and the sea, we have a discounted price at $474,000. And for this month, we are giving $10,000 back towards your closing costs and prepaids. That is a deal. So,
beautiful location there, too.
Oh, my God. It's such a great community. That clubhouse, you can get rid of your workout membership because their workout area is awesome. And they also have a yoga area. Their pool is amazing.
Namaste.
It is. It's great. It is a nice, nice area. So you want to check this out over at Tamaya. You want to call me for the information. We also have 6 Cypress Hammock Way in Palm Coast. That's 32137. And this is a beautiful built-in 07. It's a 4-4. There you go. It's a beautiful home. 12-inch ceilings. It's
12-inch ceilings?
12 feet.
That's going to be a tight squeeze.
That's going to be a tight squeeze. Yeah, this is for... yes, it's 12 feet.
Okay.
That was in the new Oz development.
Yes.
That was the Oz.
The Oompa
That's
Loompa
the other house
division.
That Damon's going to talk about in a few minutes. But this is over just over $1 million, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
Who's the listing agent on that?
That is Bruce Finnick.
Yeah, super guy. I've got one here at 2986 Captiva Bluff Road South. This is listed by Lee Harrell. He's out of our Fernandina office, and what a beautiful home. Once again, it says a 3-2. It's 2,316 square feet, built in 2004. It's priced at $289, which is just perfect for that market, and what a great-looking home. This is another property that won't last long. I know where this one's located, and it's a fantastic property now on the market.
Yes, and he just gave it a new price. So that's definitely hot. In fact, I had somebody call it on that property today. So hopefully we'll have that off our books, which is what we like to do.
Call CMG to get finance.
Absolutely.
Angela's right here, ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yes, she is ready to rock.
Her pen is out. The 1003 is ready to go.
And of course, I'll have their information on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. What else do we have here? We've got a few minutes left, David Youngblood.
Just a little over.
You're giving me the stretching sign. Stretch it out. Well, again, we've talked about there's some excellent product. There's some excellent inventory on the market. Again, whether it's in Riverside, Orange Park, Jacksonville is so big.
Doesn't matter where. We're here to serve.
There's great inventory in the market right now. So for whatever you're looking for, we can help you get there. However you want to get it financed, we've got great resources. CMG, some of the other partners we work with. There's just tons of ways that you can buy a house.
An awesome team that I manage, and I'm just very proud of them at Realty Executives. We also have our Palm Coast office and out in Fernandina. So, and we are located all up and down Florida. We have 26 offices from the Keys all the way up to Jacksonville. So you want to give us a call.
When are we going to have the beach office where you just sit at the beach all day with a laptop and a mobile phone? I want that office.
Well, you can do that now if you wish.
Yeah, where just people just go, see you at the beach. I'll be there.
We're coming with you.
Sometimes not so good to be on the beach.
That's right. But you want to tune in next week because we're going to have a few giveaways, and which is going to make it a little bit fun.
I love sweat.